Om sir. Are you happy in Yansarovar? Happy and content? Yes? Do you remember Baba had given a gift on Holi? What was the gift? Angelic dress. Have you used that dress or put in Elmira? Have you used that dress? Have you changed your dress many times a day? Those who have changed, please raise your hand. Okay. So we have to change our dress at least 10 times a day. Possible? 10 times a day. When you are in Yansarovar and when you are in your Lokik home and Lokik job, then too, you have to put on that dress at least 10 times. So one very entertaining practice of changing this dress, we can do like this. Feel that I put off this dress and put on light's dress, angel's dress. So I am an angel. Or you can feel that this body changed into the body of light. Just change it. And then invoke Baba, Bap Dada. And see that Bap Dada came down and he made the powder of 7 diamonds and put on me. And this way my dress is colored with 7 colors and the rays of 7 colors are spreading out from me. And Baba is giving drashti. You can enjoy this practice very much. Baba's words in one murli of this season, beautiful thing, we have to realize, we have to accept how much love Baba has for us, how big cooperation he gives us all the time. So he mentioned, if God's children invite me, if God's children invite the Father, I would have to come down. I must come. It's impossible that God's children invite Baba and Baba would not come. Must come. So just accept this love of Baba. Whenever we invite him, Baba, please come down. He comes down. He gives us all kinds of cooperation. Get full benefit of this opportunity. So we have to enjoy our life. I myself gave today this topic, how to make our life very easy. Because we can see in this world, life of every person is becoming complicated day by day. Hard life. Very fast life, very busy life. And we have to make it very light, very easy. We have to enjoy our life. We have to make ourselves so easy, so easy. Now think what I am going to tell you, that as if Baba is doing everything, I am doing nothing. so light, so easy. He is the responsible. He is doing everything. He is giving everything to me. We have to feel it. We have to accept it. So in order to make our life very easy, first of all, I want to keep a great secret in front of you. It's a great secret. I got it from Baba Ravyak only. थोड़ा सा दूर रखेंगे, थोड़ा सा दूर और भले दूर ले जाए. यू कैन थिंक ऑन दैट वन लाइन गिवन बाय अव्यक्त बाबा, वेरी डीप सीक्रेट. इफ यू आर डिटैच्ड ऑब्जर्वर, इफ यू बिकम डिटैच्ड ऑब्जर्वर, यू कैन फिनिश your work of 1 month in 1 hour. Work of a month can be done within 1 hour if you are detached observer. A great philosophy. We must know this secret. If our mind is silent, if the speed of the thoughts in our mind is very slow, the power of intellect becomes very great. If we can bring our mind to one thought, efficiency of intellect will become 100. And our efficiency, the capability to perform the actions, will be multiplied, will become at least double in the beginning. The work which we complete within 1 hour, we will complete in 50 minutes, then in 40 minutes, then in 30 minutes. So, on knowing this secret, that our efficiency will improve if our mind is silent, we must learn this art, how to keep mind silent. I keep one very good thought in my mind always. Intellectual person is one who can silent one's mind. The person who is most wise, most intelligent, he must make mind silent. Although in this world, here are different circumstances, problems, life is becoming very fast. But if we learn patience, no hurry, but patience, make it a slogan of your life, no hurry, but patience. So mind will remain stable and efficiency will become double. So this is very important topic for our life, how to keep mind silent. I will come to this point later on. First of all, I would remind you three points of dharana, how to make life very easy, how to keep our mind silent. Both things are interconnected. First important thing, you can check your individual life. In your own life, you have to accept those things to whom you cannot change. The things which cannot be changed, we must accept them. This way, our mind will become silent. So now itself, you check yourself. Which are the things in my life which are unchangeable? I cannot change. So I have to accept them. I give you an example. Here is one Kumar. In a center, he lost his both legs in an accident. 2 years before, there was accident. He lost his both legs. His Kumar in Gyan, very strong in Gyan, he comes every year to meet Avyakt Bapdada. Just on the occasion of Holi, he has to come. He came. Whenever he comes in kitchen. Because when he was strong with legs, he used to come as a sevadhari to serve in kitchen in Shantivan. So he comes again and again to see me. I ask him, are you happy? Because he doesn't have both legs. He is always on wheelchair. And he smiles and answers, I'm very happy. Why? Because I have accepted this, that I don't have leg. I have to enjoy my life without leg. I have to make intense efforts now too. My brain, my mind, my whole organs are okay. So I can enjoy my life. I can make intense efforts and I am doing. So he was in fact very happy and content. He accepted that it was because of my past karmic account that I lost my legs. Now, there is no need to become negative, to regret all the time, to keep crying all the time. Therefore, he is happy. So check in your life and accept certain things. They are with you. They will remain with you. Suppose one person became the patient of diabetes. And doctors mentioned that now this diabetes will last till the end of your life. There is no treatment, final treatment of diabetes. Now you have to live with diabetes. So what that person must do? Accept it. And he must learn how to enjoy the life. And it's true. That if he makes his mind positive, if he starts enjoying his life, his diabetes will go. Because all diseases are related to our mind. If mind is positive, if mind is powerful, we can get rid of many diseases from this body. Are you agree to it? Accept and become happy and content. Contentment must come into our hands. Our contentment should not depend upon others. We are responsible for our contentment. Think on this and make yourself content. I would like to share one beautiful experience in the year 1974, D.D. Manmohini became very sick. And one day in the morning, she had blood vomiting. Blood. So at least 2 liters blood fell down from her mouth. We Madhuban Nivasi saw it. And we were all thinking, oh, what it is? Didi was old also. So after 4 days, Avyakt Baba came in Madhuban. And there were only Madhuban Nivasis. He asked this question, that you have seen a scene of Didi. Did you get effect of that? So everyone answered yes. We did not like it. It was very bad. Then what Baba spoke, it was a great thing. And I practiced it right from that day. Baba mentioned, whatever is happening that is true, that must happen. Whatever is going on, whatever is happening that is true, that must happen. So it was a great secrecy of drama. Second thing which I kept in my mind in whole life, whatever is going on with me, I am responsible for that. I need not to lay blame on others. If we lay blame on others, we get upset. They are doing like this. He did like this, that person did like this against me. No. Make your mind silent. Everything, whatever is going on in this drama, everything is true. It must happen. Let it happen. It will happen. This thought will make you very sweet, content and silent. Right? Make it a base, a point of your churning. Keep churning on it. When you see this world drama, see with this angle, whatever is going on, everything is true. There is no question to bring a change in any scene of this drama. Everything is perfect. Second dharana point, just make it your nature right from now. It has become human nature, nature of many Brahmins too. We used to take everything seriously. Take everything easily. In our routine, in our 24 hours a day, everything is not serious. We make it serious. We make it complicated. Baba used to say, things are not big. You think a lot and you make them big. They are not big, they are small ones. But because you keep thinking, so you make them big ones. And you think, oh, this problem is like a mountain in my life. But if we don't think, if we take everything easy, Baba's words are, if you are easy, your problems will also become easy. We can make it an experiment in our life. If we are easy, our many problems will become easy. You can see it, you can experience it every day at least once in your life. So can you become easy? Would you like to become easy? Easiness and carelessness are different things. Easiness doesn't mean that if we miss Amrit Vela, we will say, oh, don't worry, be easy. It's not so. For certain things, we have to be very careful. But in our life, if all small things are there, suppose you get up in the morning. Suppose you had to get up at 4 o'clock, but you got up 15 minutes late. And immediately you saw your watch, oh, it's 4:15, I'm late. And immediately, this is a thought of subtle tension in your brain. It will influence your whole day. Keep it in your mind. One very subtle thing, our first thought of every day, very first thought in the morning, affects our life very much. So we have to be very easy. Okay, it's 4:15. I will enjoy my Amrit Vela now too. And change your thoughts. Make them divine. Make them beautiful. Third dharana point, very, very useful for our whole life, make a big thing into a small one. Big thing into a small. Some Brahmins got this nature. They change a small thing into a big thing. They make a small thing into a mountain. And then it becomes a big wall in front of them. So, this nature, making everything into a small, will make us very easy. So just, again, I will repeat, make your mind that I have to enjoy this spiritual life. I have to enjoy my each and every action. I have to enjoy my life. This life a beautiful game. I have not to make it critical or tense. I have to make it beautiful. It's the gift of God. It's gift of my sweet Baba to me. I have to look after it to make it very beautiful, delightful, peaceful, happy and content. Okay? A person who is very powerful can become very easy. A powerful person can become easy. One who is weak will remain tense. We have to make ourselves powerful. Are you all powerful? Those who believe that they are powerful, please raise your hand. Very good. All powerful souls are sitting here? Great. Maya is also powerful. Problems are also powerful. But we are more powerful than Maya and problems. So, I would give you one practice. And you can enjoy that practice. It will make you very, very powerful in this confluence age. You will become so powerful that your mind will never get upset. sign of a powerful soul is that his mind will never get upset. That soul will not remain very sensitive, but very powerful, very carefree. So just, we have to accept one thing. This word accept, acceptance, is a great word for our life. It can teach us art of living. So now we have to accept one thing. The moment we became Baba's children, Baba has blessed us with all of his powers. We must accept it that Baba has given me all of his powers. I do possess all those powers that Baba has. He's almighty, he has given me all mights and made me master almighty. Therefore, I could accept a challenge of Maya. Otherwise, it was quite difficult to conquer over this Maya. Big monks and sannyasis got defeated from this Maya. They also surrendered themselves to Maya. But now Baba has given us his powers. So we gave challenge to Maya that we will win you. We will destroy you. We will finish you forever. So just, we have to do this practice. It will make your yoga very easy too. And it's also a good point, if yoga is easy, life is easy. Lal light wale hai bhai? So we will do just this practice for some moments. Feel that Baba has given me all of his powers. Baba's powers, the power of Almighty, are coming down to me. Just visualize Baba in soul world, Almighty. See him in this form, that his rays of might are spreading in whole soul world. Now these powers are coming down to me. I am receiving this fountain of 8 powers. All powers of Almighty are entering me. I am Master Almighty. Now these all 8 powers are spreading out from me, going to the world. Om Shanti. We must keep in our mind that the energy of the mind, power of our thought, is the great power, greatest power in this world. I read one verse is written in Bible. I think some of you also would know about it. It proves what is the power in everyone's mind and what is the power in faith. There are two words, faith and confidence. Normally faith is used about others. We have faith in Baba. I have faith within you. But confidence in self, self-confidence. So it is written in Bible that suppose there is a mountain in front of you. You give drashti to that mountain and have a thought that this mountain must go 10 feet behind. It will go if you have full confidence within you. But what happens? You think, suppose a mountain is here in front of you, you give drashti to the mountain and create a thought that this mountain must go 10 feet behind, so you will laugh at your own self. What am I thinking? How is it possible? But they have depicted the power of faith, confidence. And later on, psychologists have proved that there is a big power, a great power in everyone's subconscious mind. Subconscious mind. So we must be very careful about one thing, that there is a great power within our own mind. But a person wastes one's power in waste thinking, waste talking. If we want to become great souls in this world, if we want to become most powerful person in this world, if we want to achieve success at every step in our life, we must be careful not to waste our mind's energy. I remember, and I do practice, and I would say to you to practice on this one line, on one God's persons, the children who are Master Almighty, those children who become Master Almighty, problems cannot come on their way. They will have never to face any problem in life. And success will come behind them. So if we practice Master Almighty, I am Master Almighty, my rays will spread out and they will destroy all problems of our life. And we will experience easy success at every step. So what should you do? What I suggest, in your Laukik home, you must sit in yoga at least for 3 times in order to spread powerful vibrations in your home. Powerful vibrations. The same practice which we had done now, I am Master Almighty. Baba's might is coming down to me, and from me it is spreading in my home. So just charge the atmosphere of your home, and you will experience in your home any problem or effect of any bodiless soul will never be experienced. Problems will run away because, in Baba's words, problems are the creation of a weak mind. Even in your office or your business center, wherever you go for work, there too, if you practice 3 times a day, only three minutes each time, 3 times a day, that I am Master Almighty, spreading the rays of might, that place will become free from all problems. Thus you can help others. You can create a powerful atmosphere wherever you are. So I would say that everyone must become master in this one point. I am Master Almighty. Become master. Many times a day, feel it. I am Master Almighty. What will happen in future? Wherever you go in future, wherever you go, all problems will finish from that place because of your presence only. Your vibrations will solve the problems of others. Your presence at a place will destroy the obstacles of that place. So become Master Almighty. Baba used to say, if you are Master Almighty, Maya will see from a distance that they are Master Almighty and will run away, will not touch you, will not come to you. You will remain protected from Maya. So would you become Master Almighty? You are Master Almighty. Just be aware of it. Now I would like to practice wear angelic dress. Red light karema if it says, yes. We will wear angelic dress and will invoke Bap Dada. Do along with me. Just feel I am a soul sitting in the body of light. I put on the dress of light. I became an angel. I am sitting on lotus flowers. I am an angel of purity. Now we will invite Bap Dada. Go in subtle world. See Bap Dada is there. Give a hearty invitation to him. Baba, we are waiting for you. We have lot of love for you. Please come down. And see that Bap Dada is coming down. a divine angel is coming down slowly and slowly. He is in front of me, giving drishti. And now he put the powder of 7 colors on me, my dress became full of 7 colors, rays of 7 colors are spreading out from me. Baba is giving drishti. He put his hand of blessings on my head. See this beautiful scene. Bap Dada, he put his hand of blessing on my head. From his hand, the rays of 7 colors is entering my body and my mind. Om Shanti. So I would say, make it into your nature many times a day, invoke Baba. Just I give you an example what I did in these days after Holi till today. I thought that I will change my dress many times a day. So when I wake up in the morning, I thought, oh, this dirty dress, I have to change it. I put angelic dress. I will do yoga to put on angelic dress, not this dirty dress. Then I went for bath. I thought, oh, I have to change my dress after bath. Then I came in for Murli class. From my room, I started doing this practice. I am going to listen to Baba's Murli. I change my dress now. Then at the time of breakfast, lunch, dinner, I changed my dress. When I was going for a walk, again I thought, I will change my dress. Before going to bed at night, I will change my dress. I enjoyed it very much. Same thing to invoke Baba. I thought, I will invoke Baba many times a day. Similarly, I was coming in class, Baba, you please come down. Come with me. I am going in your class. For food, at the time of food, Baba, you come down. We both will enjoy this food. When you go for your work, invoke Baba. Baba, come down. Come with me. I will not go alone in my office. I will go with you. Please come down. So make it your habit. to invite him again and again. Baba, come down. I don't like to be alone. You come down, come down. So this will become easy enjoyment for our life. I had enjoyed this season's Murli very much. I hope you would have also enjoyed. I think always when I sit there in front of a Vyast Bap Dada, I don't know about your country, about your religion, but I know about Hindu religion. Right from Copper Age, our scholars, our monks, our big sannyasi, great gurus, were discussing, debating, who God is. I also did it in my childhood. I used to see Baba, that actually in this world, no one can understand who God is on the basis of intellect. Am I right? We see what God is. He's really Bholanath. You know this Hindi word? Beautiful word, Bholanath, God of innocence. He's really Bholanath. How loving he is. How much love he has for his children. What kind of heart God has. Not physical heart, subtle heart. Feeling of love for his children. Feeling of good wishes for his children. We can understand what God is actually when we see him in front of our eyes. On the basis of scriptures, on the basis of holy books, on the basis of great Vedas of India. You know Vedas of India, they believe great books of knowledge, infinite knowledge. Because one scholar of German, he has translated Vedas into German language, into English language. And since then, Vedas became famous in entire world. And many people realized that very deep knowledge is written in Vedas. Even human beings cannot understand them. But I know, we all know, that on the basis of intellect, on the level of intellect, no one can understand what God is. We can understand now. When we see him in front of us as a father, as a teacher, as a friend, he has become our friend. We see him, how friendly he behaves with us, how sweetly he talks to us. So just do enjoy it. Make him your friend. Make him your friend. True friend. He will be with you all the time. I have enjoyed in my life his friendship very much. Always. Many impossible things became possible. Many difficulties became very easy. Just invoke, Supreme Friend, come down. Come down. Give up your problem, your difficulties in his hands and he will make them easy, light. Two more things I would like to keep in front of you. One thing is Amrit Vela. Second thing is when we get up in the morning, our first 10 minutes are most important time. When we go to bed at night, those last 5 minutes are most important time for our human life. How to make use of this time? How to enjoy Amrit Vela? Because Amrit Vela is a great time. when God Himself gives blessing to us, when He fills all powers within us. So what to do? Because many get up at Amrit Vela here in Gyan Sarovar, but when you are in your home, you are alone in Gyan, at that time, carelessness and laziness can affect you. Am I right? In home, when you are alone and you see no one see me, I'm free, so I can sleep easily. It makes us careless. When we are in a family, in a gathering, so we are very careful. Others will check us. Teacher will ask us, "You were absent today at Amrit Vela?" So out of this fear, we wake up. So this fear is also very important, what Baba will say to us. So I would suggest you one thing about Amrit Vela. Divide your Amrit Vela into 4 parts. Make a plan for your Amrit Vela. Many souls just wake up and come here, sit in yoga without any plan. We know without plan we cannot move fast. Plan is important. And self-planning is very important because we know what we are, how we can make progress in our life. So first thing for Amrit Vela, we will also do now that practice. We have to remember Baba's blessings first of all. How we will do it, I will come to this point. Second thing, practice 5 forms. First, remember Baba's blessings. Then practice 5 forms. You know 5 forms. Thirdly, one simple drill we have to do. I am a soul sitting in forehead. Visualize yourself for 10 seconds. Then I left this body. I am going to soul world. Touch to Baba. Be there for 10 seconds. Come back. Sit here. So now is the time of traffic control. Let us enjoy again that Baba's fountain is coming down on me. I am sitting under a fountain of all powers. So third part for Amrit Vela, this drill. Going up, coming down. So just for 10 seconds, visualize yourself a soul, then feel I am going up to Baba, touch to Baba, be there for 10 seconds, coming back, entering here. You can do it 10 times. It will help you to increase concentration powers. If you do it 10 times, you will experience mind has become stable. Then fourth part, very powerful yoga. Together with this, you can also have chit-chat with Baba. Very sweet conversations to Him. Then fourth part, it's very powerful yoga, and I would name it giving sakas to the world, giving good vibrations to the world. So good vibrations, what to do for that? Feel that I am sitting on the top of globe. Baba's vibrations are coming to me. From me they are going to the world. You can repeat this thought. I am Master Almighty. Baba's might is coming to me, spreading out from me. Visualize, think and visualize. You can enjoy it for 10 minutes, 15 minutes. It will become very powerful. How to experience Baba's blessing? How to make them very natural? How to remember them, remind to the self every morning? So a very good method in the morning, whenever you sit here or you sit in your room, feel that I put on the dress of angel. I became an angel. Two methods are here. Either you go to subtle world, feel that I am in subtle world, or invoke Bap Dada down. Baba is in front of me. Then we have to see that we are face to Baba. Baba is giving drashti and he is giving us five blessings. First of all, I tell you those five blessings, then we will practice that, we will experience that. First blessing he is giving, O sweet child, I am always with you, with thousands of my arms. And we will see that Baba has put his thousands arms over my head. Second blessing, he mentioned, O child, I am giving all of my powers to you. From today onwards, my all powers will work with you. You became the master of all of my powers. You can use them wherever you like. Second blessing. Third one. Oh, sweet child, you are the destroyer of obstacles. You have to destroy the obstacles of this entire world in future. I bless you wherever you go. Obstacles of that place will be destroyed. Third blessing. Fourth one. Sweet child, success is your birthright. And fifth one, you are victorious, Jules. Your victory over Maya is certain, sure. You will get victory over Maya. Victory will come to you. These are five blessings. Every morning, we must get them from Baba. And then, we can just remember them at the time of work. And we will experience how they work, how they affect everything. So now, we will do this practice. Red light karenge bhai. In a second, feel that I am in subtle world. Bap Dada is coming to me. He came in front of me and he is giving drashti. He put his hand of blessing on my head. Give me first blessing, O my sweet child. I am always with you, with thousands of my arms. Whenever you remember me, I will come down to you. Sweet child, I am giving you all of my powers. From today onwards, these powers will remain with you. They will obey your commands. You can use them whenever you need. My all powers are with you. You are Master Almighty. O great child, you will have to destroy the obstacles of this entire world. You are the destroyer of obstacles. I bless you wherever you go. Obstacles of that place will end. O lovely child, success is your birthright. You are victorious jewel. You will get victory over Maya. Baba is giving drishti. Om Shanti. Now the last point. We have to recognize our powers. Our subconscious mind has got wonderful powers in it. When our conscious mind is silent, then our subconscious mind is active. We can use this philosophy in our whole Brahmin life. When our conscious mind is silent, our subconscious mind is fully active. First of all, we have to use this principle when we come to listen Baba's Murli. So when you listen Baba's Murli, try your best to make your conscious mind silent. For this, you can do some practices. I am soul sitting here, or I am an angel listening to the Murli. Or I am godly student, God has come down to give Murli. So make your mind silent, then your subconscious mind will become very active. Whatever you listen, it will come in your life. You need not to work hard to imbibe Baba's knowledge or dharana in your life. Just become silent, accept them. They will go to your subconscious mind. Subconscious mind will accept them and will make to your life accordingly. Everything will become easy. One thing. 10 minutes of early morning, when we open our eyes in the morning, most important because conscious mind is silent. So at that time our subconscious mind is not only active but most powerful. So give some good thoughts to your mind at that time. Give some good vision to your subconscious mind at that time. The thoughts you give at that time to your subconscious mind will make your future accordingly. Suppose, I give some example. Suppose, you are doing something in your Laukik life and you are not getting success. So in the morning, give this thought to yourself, Baba has blessed me, success is my birthright, I will get success. This thought will enter to your subconscious mind and power of subconscious mind will lead you to success. Suppose you are sick. You want to become healthy. Give this thought to your subconscious mind, I am getting healthy, I am very healthy, I am very healthy, I am perfectly healthy. This thought will go to your subconscious mind and the power of subconscious mind will make you healthy. Now think about the future of confluences. A wonderful scene is going to happen in front of us in coming years, that many of Baba's children will give vision to the world. The souls of the world will see you in divine form. So in the morning you can give this vision to your subconscious mind that after 3 years, I am standing somewhere and thousands of people are getting my vision. They are seeing me in a divine angelic form. They are receiving the vibrations of peace and happiness and contentment from me. Just stabilize yourself for 10 seconds on this vision. I am in divine form, standing somewhere. Millions of the souls are looking towards me into that form. And your subconscious mind will take you there, will make you that divine. This is the power of subconscious mind. I was giving some time, one vision to my subconscious mind, you can also enjoy that early morning time. I was thinking that we have to get 84 births. I want to see my each and every birth like this. I make a vision that my each and every life must be like this. Always crown on my head, always hand like this, best over. Life become full of health, wealth and happiness. Always love in my family. So I made 16 points for every birth and I gave that vision, those thoughts, every morning for some days, I enjoyed that very much. So you can make a good vision, good thoughts for your Brahmin future and coming futures. It will become true. Important thing is, have full faith in your own self. Faith in self to whom we say, confidence in self, self-confidence is most important thing in this world. We must keep in our mind, our own confidence will lead us to success. But if we have doubt, our success will also become doubtful. Our doubt creates a wall on the way of success. So give full attention in self-confidence. Improve your confidence within your own self. I will achieve this. I am going to achieve this. Thus, your power will increase. Your life will become full of encouragement, full of enthusiasm, full of happiness, and thus you would enjoy your life. Okay? This way you can use the power of subconscious mind. When you are going to sleep, you can make one simple experiment. When you are going to sleep, give a thought to your mind, I am getting healthy. I am getting healthy. I am getting healthy. Create this thought at least 7 times and get sleep. What will happen? This thought will go to your subconscious mind, and subconscious mind has got full healing power. It will heal your body whole night and you will become healthy. But do it continually at least for 7 days. And if a thing is big, do for that at least for 21 days. You can give a thought to your subconscious mind at the time of sleep that tomorrow my Amrit Vela will become very powerful. Tomorrow I will enjoy my Amrit Vela absolutely. Tomorrow my Amrit Vela will be ecstatic, delightful. I will enjoy God's meeting tomorrow. It will happen. So this way, we can use our own powers, we can make our life very easy, delightful, joyous, and thus our Brahmin life will become full of contentment. Om Shanti. Five forms. First form, soul. Second is deity form. Third one, worshipworthy. Fourth, Brahmin. And then angel. Now we will enjoy one practice. Just make a vision that there is a big rock, like Baba's rock, but a rock like this. I am sitting on the top. I am an angel. Angel of purity. Angel of might. Sitting on the top of a rock. Baba's vibrations are coming to me. And from me, vibrations are spreading out in whole world.